Hello, and thanks for joining us here for Think Big, Do Good. Of course, this is a monthly special feature that we have been featuring some folks in and around the Missouri agriculture community. And we are joined now by a special guest this month, and it is Mr. Larry Case. And Dr. Case is the former National FFA advisor, but also happens to be a Missouri boy himself. So Dr. Case, thanks for joining us.
Well, my pleasure.
Well, it was always fun to see you at the National FFA Convention. Now it's fun to see you outside of the National FFA Convention. You got all kinds of things going on, but you're technically supposed to be retired.
Well, yes, I am retired. And my trip to D.C. today has really reinforced that I'd made that right decision.
It's okay to be outside of the rat race.
You got it right. So it's been an interesting day to day already.
Uh-huh. Well, let's dig into Mr. Larry Case and your background. Of course, as I said, you're a Missouri farm boy, and your hometown is Stett, Missouri, just a little spot on the map, as you were saying.
Yep, it's Stett, Missouri, and I was raised on a general livestock and crop farm, which included beef cattle, sheep, hogs, and dairy cattle, as well as crops like corn, soybeans, and hay and wheat and oats.
Well-rounded, it sounds like.
So I was pleased to have that kind of background, particularly when I started teaching ag.
Now, you graduated from Stett, and then you went to the University of Missouri and met a number of people at the University of Missouri that even crossed paths with my hometown folks as well from Houston, Missouri. But did you start off going into ag education, or did that kind of find you along the way?
Well, my agriculture teacher, Kenneth Knopfs, uh-huh, was his name, said, "Larry, you need to be an ag teacher." And I said, "I don't think so. I just don't think that that's what I want to do." And what I had had an idea about was to try to be an agricultural engineer, because I love shop work and all that, uh-huh, kind of thing. And there was just one little problem, and that was called mathematics, that me and mathematics didn't really match up good, uh-huh, enough for being an ag engineer. So I was at home attending the, at that time, parent-son, mm-hmm, banquet at the local school there at Stett, and lo and behold, the professor of ag education was the speaker, and Mr. Roderick said, "Well, Larry, come by 122 Waters Hall and we'll have a conversation." Well, I did so, and when I walked into the outer office, Rod heard me, mm-hmm, stuck his head around the corner, because his office was just right off of the outer,
right,
office there. "Well, hello, Larry, come on in." Well, he knew my name. And that, Janet, was just something that I'll never forget, because it was something that was needing at that point. I wasn't making very good grades, uh-huh, at my freshman year at all. And when I started, I said, "Well, I'll either graduate or they will throw me out." And I was close to the latter.
So you graduated with your degree in ag education.
Yes.
You did go and teach.
Yes.
And talk about the time in the classroom.
Well, I started, I had my requirements finished the fall semester of 1965, except for student teaching. And it was January 24th, 1966, that I walked into the classroom fully employed. So it was at Northwestern High School at Minden,
uh-huh,
great school. What I bumped into, however, was I was engaged to be married.
Mm-hmm.
No houses in Minden, not one to rent.
Oh, wow.
Not one to, so I didn't have any money to build one.
And your wife is going to want a house.
That's right. Yeah, that is kind of a necessity, yeah. So anyway, lo and behold, I get a call from Burl M. Carpenter, who was the superintendent of schools at Oreck, Missouri. Uh-huh. Mr. Carpenter said, "Larry, I need an ag teacher, and you need to come over and teach ag for me." So I said, "Well, let's go look."
Uh-huh.
So they also found that we had a house that we could rent for $70 a month.
Wow.
So I got a raise, $6,400 that year, I think. And lo and behold, we had a place to land and got married in June and reported to work in July. And on that particular occasion, we were there for 3 years. A mentor of mine, Mr. Raymond D. Hagen, was the district supervisor of ag education. He was my supervisor at ORIC. And he said, Larry, you need to think about moving to Lexington. Well, that's not a suggestion. He may have worded that way, but that wasn't a suggestion because he'd already laid the groundwork for me to interview at Lexington. And so, lo and behold, we entered the contract with Lexington, entered a contract to build a house in Lexington. Joy happened to be pregnant in 1969. And so we had a new house and a new baby and moved to Lexington, Missouri. And that's kind of where my career really took off.
Well, what was it? So you went and you got your doctorate. Of course, again, let's recap. You taught at Minden, you taught at ORIC, and then you also taught at Lexington, where you helped launch the Career Center. And then you got your master's along the way. Then you decided you're going to go ahead and get your PhD in a couple years' time. But was it, did you ever have your sights set on trying to serve on the national level already?
Oh, lands, no. I had all that background, and the guy quits in D.C. And so I go to a meeting where the ag ed leaders are talking about how we're going to get somebody in there that we really want, et cetera, et cetera. So long story short, I got hired for that job in May the 24th, I think it was, of 1984. So that put me in line to do my first convention before my first year was over. So I decided to retire in 2010. That was after 26 years of service and 27 conventions. So that kind of brings you to the end of my career of 2010, but Joy said I didn't retire because I ran for the FFA, National FFA Alumni Council. And the jacket I've got on has got the old emblem. Sorry to the board of directors for wearing the old emblem, because the new emblem is strictly FFA, the one that's in the background here. And so that was a good move. I just didn't change my jacket.
Well, we all know a lot of us that wore somebody else's jacket for the first couple of years we were in school, so it seems pretty appropriate to carry it on a little bit.
I think so. Well, that gives you more than you want to know probably about my career path.
So. Well, I want to know, I mean, like we say, the title of the episode or the show is Think Big, Do Good. So whenever you look back on your career and your accomplishments, what would you say really stands out as a real highlight for you?
I have a strong faith in God, and I believe that God has created, has guided me through my career. But at the same time, I didn't sit around and not try to get better at my career. So therefore, my saying about luck is when opportunity meets preparation. And that really has been the two things in my career. I think the thing that stands out to me as far as a single event would be the 1988 FFA convention, with the delegate assembly passing 18 of the 19 constitutional amendments. That took a lot of bravery. If there's one thing about thinking big, that would have been, I think, one of the highlights that I would point to in my career, is that convention and how it changed the tenor of the FFA experience.
What can we as a local community do to support our young people and our advisors in our local chapters, or to even get a chapter going?
The thing that I guess I would say to ag teachers and to the community, you need to work together. And ag teachers are prone to want to do everything themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's limiting, and it's also taxing. So if you can figure out a relationship with some key leaders in your community, mm-hmm. use it. And they will take care of business if you let them. Mm-hmm. And that has to be part of the formula. You got to let them. And they got to want to.
Yep.
And if you find people that want to do it, then you've got a great formula.
Now, Larry, you mentioned you have a book. You and I have talked about your book, but when is it going to be available for folks?
Well, it's my hope that it'll be available last of April.
Okay.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
That's not too far away.
That's right. But we're making some pretty good progress at this point.
And when folks pick up your book and they read it, what do you hope they take away from it?
Well, it's sure a lot about me, and I don't know. I've not been one to try to promote me. I hope that they can see how God influenced my life and how the mentors in my life have influenced the direction of my life. And I also want to brag on my family too, that I was able to be real lucky and have a great family. And it's not a history book of ag education, but there's a lot of ag ed history from my perspective mm-hmm. in that book. Mm-hmm. And people are so used to what they have right now, they don't know what we went through in the 80s to get it started to where they have what they have right now. So that's another takeaway.
A little extra appreciation.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Well, again, we've been talking with Dr. Larry Case. He's been joining us for this month's Think Big, Do Good. Dr. Case, of course, a former National FFA advisor, joining us here for this month's program. We'll see you next time.